It's 8:10 now, and April this month is business month here on BBC Radio Cornwall, where we catch up with Cornish firms, big and small, to hear what they're up to. And today we're hearing from St Austell Printing Company and the story of a man who started his printing business 35 years ago in part of an old garage. Well, now he's moved to a purpose-built site that's not only helped his business expand, but has offered premises, to others.
I don't
know where to stop with that word then. And if your child or grandchild is a fan of a certain card game, you may not realise all its versions, including the ones made for foreign markets. And they're produced right here in Cornwall.
I am Peter Moody, owner, MD of St Austell Printing Company. We employ 50 plus staff. This all began for me in St Austell. We'd outgrown the premises we were in. And back in 2004, 2006, there used to be 18,500 printing companies in the UK, of which now there's probably less than 5,000. And I sort of predicted the internet world and how can we protect our printing company. And so I decided to create a business park that would help pay towards us creating St Austell Printing Company to exist and to continue growing. St Austell as a place is very important to me. I felt that the age that I was, I should try and put something back. People weren't investing in the St Austell area and everybody said you should be investing in Truro. I believe fundamentally the way that planning and roads and things are done at the moment is lopsided. I don't mind having one centre, but I feel that other towns should grow, and St Austell has been neglected for a number of years, and a group of us are determined to try and change that around and give St Austell a brighter future. The biggest challenge for all manufacturers has been to how to keep your margins and how you can keep that and grow your margins into the future. I think in printing, we've sort of gone the full circle and printing's starting to come back. The fact that we're doing greetings cards and we've gone into Top Trumps, which is playing cards, and young children want to play games. So I think we are seeing a return to a feely-touchy world, and so I think that printing is on the rise. Brexit obviously creates a big divide amongst people. For us here on the print side, it was noticeable that our London clients, not necessarily down here, but our London clients were 5 to 10% down. And so that has been a challenge. And I think that's still going to stay there. The existing clients we've got, there's only one that's totally European-centric. We think we're going to be all right, and that's a 300,000 contract. In actual fact, with Top Trumps, they bought theirs back from Poland and Italy and parts of it from China so that it could be produced here. So I think Brexit is going to affect different people in different ways. I generally feel that Cornwall is an exciting place. I think the things that are on the horizon compared to 20, 30 years ago. But I said to someone the other day, what makes it different? To me, Cornwall seems to be pulling together as a whole as opposed to individual units. And there's a strength of feeling of how Cornwall can do well and not individual little areas. And I think that probably is what's creating the future to make it bright.
Peter Moody, the owner of St Austell Printing Company. Look at him now, and he just started in his garage.
Top Trumps.
Yeah.
Incredible, isn't it, really?
It is, it really is.